We're happy to welcome to the program a talented comedian and actor and improviser. You know him from many, many years on Whose Line Is It Anyway? Television, movies, books, and soon to be coming here virtually with a show sponsored by the Cross Insurance Center along with Brad Sherwood called Stream of Consciousness. We're happy to welcome to the program Colin Mochrie. Colin, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me on.
And by the way, happy anniversary today.
Thank you very much. Yes, 32 years with the lovely Deb. She's an amazing woman.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about the show? How does improv work when you're doing it in a virtual setting?
It's very odd. Brad is in Las Vegas. I'm in Toronto. And through a technology which I do not understand, it looks like we're in the exact same room. We can actually, like our stage show, it's all totally improvised. So we can still converse with the audience. We can go into audiences' homes and act with them virtually in our scene. So it's been an interesting experience. I thought this will never work, but it's actually been a lot of fun.
One of the keys to improv and to doing it well is that notion that you want to make your scene partner look good. Have you ever worked with anybody through the years? I'm sure you have, who didn't get that concept, who wanted to get the laugh for themselves.
Yeah, I mean, it does happen. And, you know, it happens to everyone. There are times where you think, oh, I can get this laugh. But, I mean, I've been incredibly fortunate to work with people, you know, like Brad, Ryan Stiles, who are very funny but are also very generous in, you know, setting up other people to get the laugh.
Do you find, too, when you work with actors who don't have that improv background, that the notion of making things up scares the heck out of them?
Oh, yeah, you just see the fear in their eyes. It makes it exciting. It's actually odd how people have that fear. I mean, our entire lives are improvised. Every day, we improvise. It's just people freak out when you put it on stage. And it's basically the same concept. You have to listen to people. You make them look good. I mean, things that we don't actually do in real life.
When you're getting ready to do a scene, how tough is it for you? Because we've all, if you're in a scene like that, you've got ideas about what you want to do. How tough is it to let your stuff go and follow the lead of your partner?
It's, I mean, at this point, it's fairly simple. But when you're a beginning improviser, it is the hardest thing in the world to, I have a great idea. Then your scene partner gets their idea out first. Learning how to, okay, I have to drop that and support them is the toughest thing. It can take people forever, and they never do it. But you can also find, you know, once you're a wily veteran, find a way of still getting your idea in there.
We're talking with Colin Mochrie here on Downtown Stream of Consciousness, presented January 16th via Zoom and all through our friends at the Cross Insurance Center here in Bangor. Now, of course, Whose Line? You guys specialize in short form. Do you also, in other venues, do you do long form improv?
Yeah, I actually did about a month ago, a long form Dungeons and Dragons improv Zoom show, which was fun. Even though I have no experience with Dungeons and Dragons, I don't know anything. All I know is I kept trying to get my character to do things that wasn't really possible for them to do. Apparently, clerics are not allowed to fly.
Yeah, now how tough is it in that situation to, as they say, play to the top of your intelligence?
Well, my intelligence wasn't that high to begin with in this area, but that's the beauty. Then it gives the other players something to work with because they're playing with someone who's making strong choices, the wrong choices, but it gives them something to work with.
Now, you started, if I remember right, on the British version of Whose Line back in the early 90s?
Yes, back in the last century. Whose Line started as a radio show, I think 1987, with people like Hugh Laurie and Stephen Fry. And then it became a TV show. It was still a fairly new art form in Britain, so they brought Americans over, like Mike McShane and Greg Proops. And then Ryan and I joined. And it's been one of those, I mean, we're so thankful for that show because it gave us a chance to do this job that didn't exist when we were growing up. So everyone is very thankful for Whose Line.
Yeah, and I was going to ask that. How important do you think the show has been to the growth of it? I'm part of an improv group, and you know, I feel like in every city you go to these days, there's a group or more than one, and that didn't exist 20, 25 years ago.
Yeah, when we were, when Whose Line started, there was an inkling of what improv was, but not really. It really brought improv to the mainstream. You know, people knew Robin Williams, Jonathan Winters, and that was sort of it. And Whose Line brought it out there. And it's one of the things I'm proudest about, that it actually got improv out there. And as you say, there's improv troupes everywhere in every city around the world.
Now, when you're doing scripted work, Colin, do you find that your improv background makes you better at that, because part of the key to improv is being a good listener?
Oh, absolutely. It's a great help. And also it can help you if you're working with someone who, for whatever reason, is not giving you what you want. You can endow them with the fact that, yes, they are giving me that, and really improvise what they're feeling if they're not giving it to you. It's a great skill for an actor to have. And a lot of great actors are actually great improvisers.
Do you have a good improv horror story of when maybe you went down a road that you realized you were on and there might not be any turning back, or not an easy escape?
Oh, it's pretty much every show. basically, it's a game of survival. And the beauty and the sadness of improv is, once it's gone, once you've done it, you're on to the next thing. There's only one thing I remember. Brad Sherwood, Ryan Stiles, and I were doing a show, and nothing was working. And we were supposed to be on for 10 minutes. We went for half an hour, thinking that we're going to turn it around. And we never did. The show was over. We walked off stage, got into our cars, drove home, and didn't talk to each other for 2 weeks. The stink was so... It was horrible. It was just horrific.
Have you ever done an outdoor show?
Yeah, I did a couple of shows in Atlanta. They have some outdoor theaters. That's exciting when you're, you know, trying to improvise and mosquitoes are flying in your mouth. But it really helps you with your abilities to focus.
I've had that experience before, or when the mics don't quite work and you get all kinds of issues going there. How important in doing improv, too, in creating characters, is the physical aspect of what you do?
Oh, absolutely. And I find now that I'm much older, there are times I'll be flipping channels and I'll see myself in Whose Line going, oh, yeah, I remember when I was able to do that with my body. Now I can't even squat. But it is very important, you know, because usually all you have is the stage and your partner. With a little bit of a physical movement, you can set up the entire scene of where you are just with that one movement. So it is very important.
And do you find after all the years of being an improviser that you still have people who will say to you after a show, now you didn't really make all that up on the spot, did you?
Oh, yeah. I've had people who, as I'm taking their suggestions, aren't believing it. if it goes really well, people say, you could not have made that up. But if it sucks, they go, boy, that was improvised. You really can't win.
Colin, you're also an author. Can you tell us a little bit about Not Quite the Classics?
Yes, my agent said, you should write a book. And I said, I don't want to. Part of the reason I'm an improviser is I'm lazy, and writing is work. And based on that, he got me a book deal. So I had to come up with something. So I actually, it's a book of 12 short stories. It's based on an improv game where you take you get a first line from the audience to start the scene, and you have your last line from the audience so you know what you're working towards. So I took the first and last line of famous classic novels and made up the middle. So there's Moby Dick, A Tale of Two Cities. So you'll recognize the beginning ending lines, but everything in between is totally different.
I love it. I've got to get that and check it out. And so when people participate in and watch Stream of Consciousness next week here, what are some of the games that you guys will be playing?
That's a good question. No idea. Sometimes we just we will literally pop into your living room and just start doing something with you. There's one where we're going to be, I think, solving a murder. So we'll be going into someone's room. They will all be murder suspects, and one of them will be the murderer.
I love it. Well, we can't wait for it. It's coming up on the 16th through the Cross Insurance Center Stream of Consciousness with Colin Mochrie and Brad Sherwood. Have loved your work for many, many years, Colin. It's a real treat for us to get to talk with you this afternoon. We wish you much luck with the show. Stay safe, be well, and thanks for being with us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on, and Happy New Year. Hope 2021 is great for you.
Thank you very much. You too. Colin Mochrie on Downtown.